This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to be diving into a listener's story.
Oh.
It's got all the classic elements of a neighborly standoff.
Okay.
But with some pretty wild twists and turns.
I love a good neighbor story.
Right.
There's always so much more beneath the surface.
Yeah.
Let's unpack this one.
So our listener, who we'll call Sleepless, wrote in about a situation. It started pretty typically. New neighbors move in.
Right.
And things take a turn for the, let's just say, unexpected.
Ah, the classic new neighbor scenario.
Right.
It's like a microcosm of social dynamics revealing how we navigate shared spaces.
Right.
Or sometimes fail to.
And in Sleepless's case, it sounds like these new neighbors weren't exactly winning any Good Neighbor of the Year awards.
Right.
They had a habit of, as Sleepless put it, squammy behavior.
Squammy.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right.
Tell me more.
So picture this. You step outside for your morning coffee, ready to enjoy the peace and quiet, and you're met with.
Yeah.
A full-on family gathering sprawled out on the sidewalk.
Oh, wow.
Complete with inflatable pools and enough noise to rival a block party.
It sounds like a case of blurred boundaries.
Right.
Taking the concept of making yourself at home a bit too far.
And that's just the beginning.
Oh, no.
Sleepless mentioned four.
Okay.
Not one, not two, but four untrained dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
That treated the neighborhood to a symphony of barking at all hours.
Noise complaints are a perennial issue in neighbor disputes.
Yeah.
But it's not just about the decibels. Uh-huh. It's about the disruption to others' peace and quiet.
Right.
Especially during those precious early morning hours when many people are trying to sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sleepless described it as a constant soundtrack of howling.
Oh, wow.
Triggered by everything from passing cars to,
right.
And I'm not kidding here, a leaf blowing in the wind.
It sounds like these dogs were on high alert, probably due to a lack of proper training and boundaries. That's a stressful environment for both the dogs and the neighbors.
And Sleepless was definitely feeling the stress.
Right.
They tried everything to drown out the noise.
Okay.
Earplugs, noise-canceling headphones.
Wow.
Even white noise machines.
Oh, gosh.
Nothing worked.
Chronic sleep deprivation is a serious issue.
Yeah.
It can impact your physical and mental health.
Right.
Your work performance, everything.
Right.
It's no wonder Sleepless was feeling at their wit's end.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And here's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Remember those four dogs I mentioned?
Yes.
Well, imagine this. Instead of solid windows, these neighbors had metal grills on their front door.
Oh, no.
So the dogs, even when...
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal.
Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Inside, could see out and would bark at anything that moved.
That's a design choice.
I know, right?
It's essentially creating a situation where the dogs are constantly stimulated and primed for barking.
It's like living next to a canine security system that's permanently stuck on high alert.
Right.
And Sleepless, understandably, reached a breaking point.
Yeah. It's important to acknowledge the emotional toll these situations take.
Right.
When your attempts at peace and quiet are constantly thwarted,
right,
it's natural to feel frustrated,
yeah,
helpless,
yeah,
even angry.
And in Sleepless's case, those feelings eventually led to a middle-of-the-night confrontation with the neighbors.
Oh.
So picture this. It's 2 a.m. Sleepless is at their wit's end.
Oh, my gosh.
From another night of relentless barking, and they decide to take matters into their own hands.
Wow.
They march right over to the neighbors, and let's just say things don't go as planned.
Confronting a neighbor, especially in the middle of the night, takes a certain level of desperation.
Right.
It's a gamble.
Yeah.
Fueled by exhaustion and frustration that can either ease the tension or make things worse.
And in Sleepless's case, it seems like it leaned more towards making things worse.
Oh, no.
They told the neighbors about the noise, the sleep deprivation, the whole shebang, and the neighbor's response. A classic brush off. Dogs bark. What can you do?
It's the lack of acknowledgement and empathy that really stings in these situations.
Right.
Even a simple, I'm sorry this is bothering you, we'll try to do better,
mm-hmm,
can go a long way in diffusing a conflict.
Exactly. Sleepless was looking for validation, for some understanding that their suffering was legitimate.
Right.
Instead, they got a shrug and a dismissive comment that minimized their experience.
It's important to remember that neighbor disputes are often about more than just the objective nuisance. They tap into our need for respect,
right,
consideration, and a sense of agency in our own homes.
Yeah.
When those needs are ignored, it creates resentment and can escalate the conflict.
And boy, did things escalate.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, the neighbors did eventually cover the metal grills on their door,
okay,
which helped a little with the nighttime barking.
Right.
But just when Sleepless thought things couldn't get any weirder,
yeah,
enter the chickens.
Chickens.
Yeah.
This is where the nightmare neighbor story takes a turn for the truly bizarre.
Right. But trust me, Sleepless was not laughing. Imagine the constant chirping and clucking right outside your window from dawn till dusk.
Oh my gosh.
It was like living next door to a farmyard.
Oh.
But without the charm.
And remember, Sleepless works from home.
Right.
Trying to focus on work with that kind of auditory chaos in the background would be next to impossible.
Exactly. Sleepless described it as relentless, like having a rooster alarm clock that never shut off.
Oh, wow.
They even tried talking to the neighbors again, explaining how the noise was impacting their work.
Yeah.
But it fell on deaf ears. It was like their concerns were just being dismissed.
That sense of powerlessness, of not being heard or taken seriously, can be incredibly frustrating.
Right.
It's like their attempts at communication were met with a brick wall, which only added to their sense of desperation.
And as if the barking dogs and the symphony of poultry weren't enough, the neighbors had one more trick up their sleeve. A car with a broken muffler that sounded like a dragon roaring to life every time it started. And guess where they parked it?
Right in front of Sleepless's house, of course.
Yep.
Because why wouldn't they add a daily dose of vehicular assault to the mix?
It's like they were playing a game of how many ways can we drive our neighbor crazy? But here's where things get really interesting. Remember how I mentioned squammy behavior earlier? Well, it turns out there was a reason these neighbors seemed so untouchable. The patriarch of this family was related to a member of the HOA board.
Ah, the HOA connection. Often a beacon of community order, but sometimes not so much.
Right.
It sounds like in this case, it created an uneven playing field, leaving Sleepless feeling powerless and unheard. This kind of power dynamic can make it incredibly difficult to address neighbor disputes fairly and effectively.
That's exactly what Sleepless was up against. It was like they were trying to fight a losing battle and the odds were stacked against them. But the car incident was the final straw. This relative, with his monster truck muffler, decided to rev his engine for a solid 5 minutes at 1 a.m.
The audacity. It's as if they were completely oblivious to, or perhaps even reveling in, the disruption they were causing. This wasn't just about noise anymore. It was about disrespect, pure and simple.
It's exactly. Sleepless described it as the breaking point. Their elderly grandmother, who lives with them, even got involved yelling out the window in protest.
Yeah.
It was like the whole household was under siege by this cacophony of inconsiderate behavior. It's like that old saying, it's always darkest before the dawn. But in this case, the dawn brought more barking and chirping.
Right.
It's like they were stuck in a loop of inconsiderate behavior.
Yeah. It's remarkable how these situations can chip away at your sense of normalcy and peace.
Yeah.
You start to expect the unexpected, always bracing yourself for the next inconsiderate act.
And Sleepless definitely reached that point.
Yeah.
They tried talking to the neighbors, investing in every noise-canceling device imaginable.
Wow.
Even considered installing an AC unit just to avoid opening their windows.
Yeah.
They were exhausting every option, but nothing seemed to work.
It speaks to how deeply we value our homes as sanctuaries.
Right.
As places where we can relax and recharge.
Yeah.
When that sense of peace is violated, it's not just an inconvenience.
Right.
It's a threat to our well-being.
Absolutely. And in this case with the HOA connection, it felt like even the usual channels for resolving these kinds of disputes were unavailable.
Right.
It's like the system that's supposed to protect homeowners was actually working against Sleepless.
It highlights a common challenge in neighbor disputes.
Yeah.
Balance of power. When one party feels above the rules or has a perceived advantage,
right,
it creates resentment and hinders resolution. It's like trying to have a fair fight with one hand tied behind your back.
Exactly. And just when Sleepless thought it couldn't possibly get any worse, they encountered the most outrageous act of all. Ready for this? Sleepless caught someone, presumably one of the neighbor's visitors, urinating on their property.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
I know.
Wow.
It's like a scene straight out of a sitcom. But I'm sure Sleepless wasn't laughing.
No, I doubt it.
Not even a little. They even mentioned that their grandfather, who sounds like quite the character, would handle the whole situation very differently with a lot less talking and a lot more, let's just say, assertiveness.
Right. A little more direct action.
Right. But sadly, Sleepless was left feeling stuck. They had tried everything they could think of, and the situation only seemed to be getting worse. It really makes you wonder, what's the solution when you're dealing with neighbors who are either completely oblivious or simply don't care about the impact of their actions?
It's a tough question with no easy answers.
Right.
Sleepless's story reminds us that while good neighbor might sound like a simple concept, putting it into practice can be incredibly challenging.
Right.
Especially when faced with differing expectations, communication breakdowns, and in this case, a hefty dose of squammy behavior.
Yeah.
Sometimes, despite our best efforts, we're faced with a choice. Accept an unpleasant situation, keep fighting for a resolution that might never come, or as disheartening as it may be, consider finding a new haven where peace and quiet aren't a luxury but a given. Whatever Sleepless decides their story serves as a potent reminder that harmonious living isn't just about the walls we live within, but the relationships we build or fail to build with those who share our space in this world.
Well said. And on that note, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Have you ever dealt with a nightmare neighbor situation? What strategies worked for you or didn't? Head over to our social media pages and share your stories, because sometimes a little shared experience is all it takes to realize that even in the most frustrating situations, we're not alone.
Absolutely. And you never know, your story might just help someone else navigate their own neighborly challenges. After all, we're all in this together, right?
That's right. Until next time, happy diving.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.